there's a number of bear ordinances out there to control how people dispose of their garbage, and most of them are more vague than this one. And we knew that Jonah's ordinance worked, and we called and we said, have you guys had any weird problems? I mean, if people come to court and said, look, this language is bad, you can't give me a ticket under this. And they said, no, we haven't. And one of the leaders in our group this year, who is really one of the key forces behind instigating the ordinance, was Sean Kuzikin of the State Fish and Wildlife Troopers. He used to live in Juneau and has friends there. And I was talking with him about the different ordinances I've looked at and language he could use. He said, you know, if I were you, I'd just use Juneau's as closely as possible, with the exception of the garbage container thing, because it works for them. And the people up there have adapted to it. They just haven't had the types of problems that have been brought up in theoretical, factual scenarios here.
A lot of people already do the practices, the garbage management practices in their lives that the ordinance is now spelling out. I mean, a lot of this is going to be no change for people, right?
Yeah, no change or very little. I mean, technically, probably most of us could do a little better, but in general, it is just asking us to do what most of us have done in response to the outreach that the Bear Group has done over the past 5 or 6 years. You know, in our household, we've always focused on the obvious things, you know, the fish waste, the barbecue, the meat, you know, and because of the ordinance, we thought, well, let's take an extra step, and here's our extra step. We got our kitty litter comes in these 3-gallon containers. We lined it with plastic bags, and now we put all our food scrapings in there, and keep it in our mudroom, you know, our entryway, sealed up, and that's it. And then it goes in the garbage Wednesday morning. So that's one extra little step. But the key is, yeah, doing the things that most of us in the community have already done. Focus on the big ticket items, and, you know, just to be extra careful to ensure that we really don't give bears anything to feed on when they come to our neighborhoods, is keep everything out, you know, if we can.
And I suppose that had we no ordinance and you were at home and saw a bear in your garbage, you might start doing this anyway.
Yeah, and I've actually talked to a lot of people while we were putting the ordinance together who've done that. And what I ended up getting from a lot of people was stories about how they had bears come into their yard and what they've done to change it, ranging from, well, we started moving our garbage to our garage. Great. I mean, that's the obvious answer. Not everybody has a garage. In our house, we don't, so we have to do the indoor container thing. But, you know, a lot of people, that simple. Just keep your garbage container in your garage until it's pickup day. You know, for people with special needs, we thought about that in the group too, and, you know, households, it's not convenient for everybody, but you can take waste to the transfer station. And we worked with the waste disposal contractor, and he said, look, if there's a business, you know, businesses have to pay to go to the transfer station. If they have an overflowing garbage container, like, you know, charter lodges that process fish, call us up, we'll pick it up for you. You know, it costs a little bit more, but if it keeps bears from going through our neighborhoods, it's not that big a deal.
Why didn't the ordinance just say bear-resistant container?
Basically, we have a really good garbage disposal system here in Sitka. It's mechanized, and so what they have done is they provide the garbage containers for us, and it would be not only an unfair burden on them, but also potentially a contractual problem with the city to say, okay, we need bear-resistant containers, because you're either requiring a garbage contractor to pay over $500,000 to replace their whole setup, or you're perhaps creating a situation where citizens buy their own that don't fit with the mechanized pickup system. But what we wanted to do with the bear-resistant containers for now, we do have some long-term plans, but for now, is just create an option for some citizens that, you know, it's like, gee, we have a big family maybe, and we don't want to have this 3-gallon container in our house. It's not big enough. We don't have a garage, but maybe we want to put something together in our yard just for food storage.
As long as only you can get in the container and bears can't. And,
right.
And that's basically all it is.
We have a metal box that came off a fishing boat in our yard. It's an aluminum gear locker. We don't keep our food waste in that, but I would envision, you know, it's 1/4-inch thick aluminum. I don't think a bear would get into it. It's got a locking lid. That type of thing is the type of thing that we envisioned. And, you know, if there turns out to be a problem with it, you know, it may be something that has to be amended later, but I'm hopeful there won't be. And if there is, it would be a fairly simple amendment, you know, a metal structure, a metal container.
It seems to make sense to go ahead and pursue this now as a community than look to more expensive and more, you know, dramatic measures down the road, even though those may be more economical in the future. Right now, it just seems like a few changes and we're there.
You know, we've talked about over the course of Bear Working Group discussions, it's a four-part program. There's education that's been done, that will continue to be done. There's enforcement, and that's what this ordinance gives. It gives police a tool. There's thinking about economics, you know, in terms of making it efficient. There's engineering, and that's what bear-resistant containers are. It's engineering. And so right now we're looking at individual responsibility as one part of this program. And in the long term, you know, all these pieces will come together. I think we've got a great start right now. And, you know, the main thing is just to watch as the ordinance evolves where our problem areas are and what solutions we can look to make all of us in the community be able to live in harmony with bears.